Blog Talk Radio.
Better get ready.
What you gonna do?
The Lord is doing
what you're gonna do.
What you gonna do?
You better get your house in order.
What you gonna do?
Send my condolences out to the Clark family. They've lost a loved one, and so our prayers and condolences goes out to them on tonight. And anyone else that has lost a loved one, a friend, constituent, a colleague, my prayers go out to you, you and you on tonight. Hallelujah. And I will be with you 30 minutes on the clock. And I just thank you, as I first stated, for allowing me to come into your workspace. I thank you for allowing me to come into your living room area. And then I thank you for allowing me to ride on down the dangerous highway and byway with the old ship of Zion on your radio dial. I just thank all of you that are able to tune in tonight. I'm about 30 minutes early than my usual time on tonight. So I just thank God for just allowing me this opportunity to come across these airways with the divine word of truth. Hallelujah. And I just thank those of you, all of my loyal and just faithful listeners out there in my digital live podcast audience on tonight. I just thank you and may God forever richly bless you, you and you. Hallelujah. And you know, as we always say, we have designated this time to just acknowledge the one and the only, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we will designate this time to acknowledge God. And I'm asking those beautiful heads of yours, if you would bow your heads as we acknowledge God on tonight at this time. Father God, we come with a grateful heart of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, for filling us together in unity once again around this spectrum. Father God, for we know that this earthly, hallelujah, planet is not our eternal home, God. But we know that you have lying in reserve, God, a mansion that's not built by the hand of man, God. But you are its creator, God, and you are its craftsman. And God, until you crack those clouds one historical day, we'll be coming and going as pilgrims through this barren land. I'm asking you, Father God, to anoint these, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. I'm asking you to anoint these lips of clay, God, to bring a rhema word, hallelujah, God, of those that may or may not know of you in the pardons of their iniquity, God. I'm asking you to grace me, your servant, with words of encouragement, words of wisdom to those that are hurting deep within the epitome of their souls. These and other blessings I ask in your Son Jesus' mighty name. And we shall all say amen and amen. Hallelujah. And I'll tell you, you know, saints of God and friends and constituents and kinship family and all of you that are listening on tonight, no matter what you're going through, I come to encourage your heart tonight that Jesus loves you. Jesus loved you and Overseer Ward loves you. God loves you first because God is number one. And I don't mind being number two. and I love you as well. So whenever you feel a time in your life that you feel like you're all alone and you don't have anyone, just think on the goodness of Jesus that he's kept you and he's never left you. He has brought you this far, hallelujah, by faith. And God has not left you, and he's not going to either. And I love you. You can send me a note, send me a letter, hallelujah, and let me know how you're enjoying the program. And if the program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, I would love to hear from you. Hallelujah. Our numbers on the monitor tonight are 646-200-3074, 877-598-8654. Those numbers again are 646-200-3074, 877-598-8654. We welcome your calls. We welcome your comments. And to the station, if you have any prayer petition that you would want the old ship of Zion to go down and pray on your behalf, you're most encouraged to call into the studio at the conclusion of our program. And so we know that time is now ticking right along, and we will go on into our scheduled program at this time. Hallelujah. And our sermon on tonight, entitled, The Lamb is Our Shepherd. I'm going to say that one more time. The Lamb is our shepherd. And we're going to take our key scripture out of the law of Revelation 7 and 17. And it reads like this. The Lamb who is in the midst of the throne will shepherd them and lead them to live in fountains of water. That's found again in the law of Revelation 7 and 17. And we also are reminded that in the book of Revelation, it gives us a marvelous picture. The Lamb of God leads us from one fountain of water to another, always deep into the love of God. That's 7 and 17. We know that Jesus prayed in the upper room shortly before he went to the cross. I have declared to the disciples your name, and we declare it, that the love with which you love me may be in them, and I in them. That's found in the law of John 17 and 26. And we know that Jesus leads us into an ever deeper knowledge of the love of God. We find out his concern is not merely that we know about God, but that we know how deeply we are cherished and loved. And that's what we're talking about tonight. You that are out there in my digital live podcast audience on tonight. Our theme again is the Lamb is our shepherd. And we're talking about the love that God has for you and I. God lavishes love on you and I. Every day that we're able to stand up on our feet, God breathed the breath of life into this old body, and we stand attentive to God's command. That's God's love being implemented every single day that we live. And as Jesus said, the love the Father has for the Son, he also has for us. But it is a process to comprehend that love. It takes time for God's love to take hold of us. Perhaps you're not sure that he loves you. I encourage you to be patient. We know that the Holy Spirit is at work, guiding you into all truth. That's found in the law of John 16 and 13. If you read and meditate on his word and deed in the gospel, ask him to show you God's love. And in time, he will reveal its width and its length and its depth and also its height. That's found in the law of Ephesians 3 and 18. And if I understand it correctly, the process will go on throughout eternity. We will be completely satisfied in heaven, and yet we will continue growing. But there is no end to the love of God. And that's what we're talking about tonight, is the love of the Father. There's no greater love than this, that a man lay down his life for his friend. And that's what Jesus did over 2,000 light years ago. He proved his love to you and I when he went to Calvary Cross and he said these words. Matter of fact, he uttered these words. He said, it's not my will that I go, but it is the will of my Father. And we know that Jesus laid his life down. And then 3 days later, he picked his life back up. Hallelujah. And we know that our love has limits, but God's love is boundless. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Father. And we also know, hallelujah, Jesus, that a central tenet of the Christian faith that set it apart from others is the gospel writers. They understood the supremacy of Jesus, not by abstract analysis, but by seeing and hearing and imitating and being with Jesus and coming to know him. And we know that the intimacy between divine and humanity was so profound that Jesus said, I and my Father are one. That's found in the law of John 10 and 30. He was completely empty of himself and completely committed to the will of God. I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me. That's found in the law of John 6 and 38. The gospel demonstrates that Jesus lived his life totally for others. His heart was open to all. He did not discriminate against anyone. He embraced all with divine love, especially the social and the religiously. They marginalized in the law of Mark 2 and 15. He personally lived the love he preached. That's found in the law of Matthew 5 and 43. Forgiving those who crucified him. That's found in the law of Luke 23, 34 through 46. He has no hidden agenda, nor did he censor those who came to him. For him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. That's found in the law of John 6 and 37. If he was liberal when confronted with the law, he was rigorous when imposing the demands of love and bind human beings with more liberating ties than those of the law. We find out that Paul explained the supremacists of Jesus Christ to the Colossians in the beautiful hymn, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself. That's found in the law of Colossians 1 and 15, then 19 through 20. And I want you to know tonight, you might say, well, what's the award? I don't deserve God's love because I've been such a bad person all of my life. I've done so much wrong until it's just no way that God can love me. Well, I want to encourage your heart, my sister. I want to encourage your heart, my brother, that God's love is boundless. God's love is limitless. It's nothing that you can do or have done that would depict God's love from you. God's love is so strong and it's so long and it's so wide and it's so high because it has just it has depth and it has width and it has height, even though it cannot even be measured. God's love is endless. And it's no amount of sin that you have committed that takes center in your life. God's love, it supersedes all love. God's love supersedes our mother's love, supersedes our father's love, supersedes our children's love, supersedes our grandparents' love. God's love, I mean, it's just endless. And I want you to know that he loves you on tonight. And he cares all about you. He concerned about your needs. God word declare that he will supply all of your needs. He didn't say he would supply all of our wants. But he certainly most encouraged us to know that he would supply all of our needs according to his riches in glory. You might say, I've maxed out my credit card overseas award. I've emptied my bank account. All my bills are due. I don't know where the money's going to come from. Well, I want to encourage your heart. You don't have to know where the money's coming from because you know God and he knows you. And all you got to do is go to your God in secret prayer. Tell God all about your problems. You have a straight line of communication to God from earth to heaven. There is no busy signal. There is no putting one on wait, on hold, because there a hold, as far as putting us on hold, we do that with one another. But God will not put anyone on hold. Hallelujah, for putting anyone on hold is against all of God's rules and his regulations. So God will talk with you. He will sup with you and you with him. All you got to do is just go down and pray and talk with God. And God will open up the floodgate. God will send his messenger. God got messengers all around this earth. And when he summoned them to do something, they must do it. Hallelujah. He'll tell his angelic messenger, go to Brother Bob's house and give him this. Go to Sister Brown's house and give her that. God just got messengers all around the globe in which to bless you. So don't worry about you not having money to pay that bill. God will, in time, give you the money or the currency that you need to pay that bill. He will allow you to have money back in your bank account, and it won't be maxed out. It won't be, where you would have a overdraft in your bank account, but you will have funds allocated there for you to use. And so I'm going to try to include this last parable before the conclusion of my program. You might have heard the story of the prodigal son. And it is actually the story of two wayward brothers and their loving father. It's a universal story that represents every member of the human race. I can't fully identify with the prodigal righteous living. It's foreign to me, but the older brother, self-righteous attitude, now that resonates with my spiritual struggle. His sins were perhaps more serious than an out in the open immoral lifestyle. That's because it was hidden but easily to recognize when it surfaced. Here are his characteristics. He chose anger instead of acceptance. That's found in the law of Luke 15 and 28. He separated himself and would not go in. Verse 28. He said to his father, this son of yours, verse 30, hallelujah, instead of calling him my brother, clearly he hadn't experienced the wonders of grace. Yet the father's love for both sons was conditionally with the prodigal. He ran out to welcome him, and with his older son, he came out and pleaded with him. Verse 28, there was no harsh scolding, just joy for the younger son and a longing heart for his older son. What a wonderful picture of how graciously God pursues us. And I'd like to ask you, which son represents you? Have you responded to your Heavenly Father? Immeasurable love. Excuse me, my tongue get tied up sometimes. We find out that God's love changes prodigal sons into precious saints. Hallelujah. And before closing, I hope and I pray that I've said something to inject your spirit and to impact your mind as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. If this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, if you have any prayer petitions you'd want the old ship of Zion to go down and pray on your behalf, you are most certainly encouraged to send your correspondence to God House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. Your station has been Blog Talk Radio. Your program has been the old ship of Zion. Send your correspondence, make them attentive to Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. Email address, janiceallaboutgod@yahoo.com. The lines of prayer is open. You're welcome to call into the studio at this time. The numbers across the bulletin board again, 646-200-3074, 877-598-8654. You're welcome to call in with your petition. Hallelujah. Overseer Janice Ward is awaiting your call. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The lines are open. That number again is 646-200-3074. 877-598-8654. If you have any prayer petitions you would like the old ship of Zion to go down on your behalf, you're certainly encouraged to call into the studio. We have about 5 more minutes left, and we'll be out. Hallelujah. So I just want you to know that God loves you on tonight. Don't let that devil deceive you. God loves you, and he cares all about you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And until we come across these airways and byways, you're encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. We allow this election to bring our program to its conclusion. Till we come across these airways again, you're encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. Bye for now. I know you know. I know it was a blow.
Thank you.